starting out, I don't think I like this setup. Starting in August, having to connect a phone that was purchased through Apple Card monthly payments. Starting on the 15th of August. I don't like it. Maybe you don't want to connect to the carrier. Maybe you're not the authorized user. I think there's different reasons why someone may not want to, and the fact that now that they have to, there's no way for them to get an unlocked phone, i.e. not connecting to any carrier. It's kind of messed up. Yeah, it's just not, with that. And then cutting it down from 2 months to a year. Like, come on, man. Literally, like, so watches will be changed to a year. So then the monthly payment is higher, but it'll be paid off faster. Nah, I wouldn't want to get a watch if the monthly payment costs a lot more than it should be. That's not something that would make me want to get a new one. Like, just looking at a watch. So let's see. Let's do. Just want to check it out. So we go to Apple.com, right? And we go to watch. So let's say we're doing the Series 8. Series 8. We go buy. Okay. And then I just want the basic model. So let's just say $399. Okay. So let's do $399. And let's just say we're doing the solo loop. We go 45 millimeter, which is gonna be $17.87 a month. If you GPS, you're $22 a month. I don't know if I want 17 to, let's say, go to 20, and then 22 to go to 25. That may make sense to Apple, you know, and get them paid more in a shorter period of time. And yes, there are people that will do that because why not? But I don't see the enticement, like, at all. Let's see. So we go with the black one. 45. Let's stay with GPS. Let's do small, medium. 429. Let's go add to bag. Let's see how much this is going to cost. Review bag, okay. Oh, that's great. That's just great. Okay. So, $429 with tax, $474.05, and you're doing $17.87 a month. So 45 due today, and then let's say $20 a month. Let me make it easy for someone to get a watch. We don't want to talk out of getting a watch because you want to charge a higher payment amount. Isn't there. It doesn't sit. to say right now, I'm not with the Apple Vision Pro. The price of it, not one bit. $3,500 for something that, if I do use, it might most likely not be taking a flight. It most likely won't be outside at the coffee shop. That's not something I think that I will be taking part in. Now I get it. I do. For businesses, for for training purposes, that makes sense. Why? Because you'd want to immerse your customer or the person that you're hiring. You want to immerse them in that environment. One, if I'm sitting down and someone's talking to me, I am not going to keep the headset on while they're talking to me. I 9 times out of 10 would be taking it off, because keeping it on is very rude. That's just the first start. As well as watching this video and I get the hand movements and being able to put the screens in different areas, having the TV sit there, be able to use my fingers to go back and forth, but I don't know. Having to have a headset on to access a computer, I think that's where I'm stuck at. Like, I'm totally fine with my Mac, you know, and what I want it to be, bigger screen. I mean, there are times when I can see that, and if need be, I'd, you know, plug it up to an HDMI cable or an adapter and get that taken care of, but I just, I don't know, the enlargement of a computer screen. It looks cool. I have to try it. I just don't know if it's worth $3,500 for a computer on your face. And then the cord plugging into 2-hour battery, like 2 hours. Dude, if I'm watching a movie in this thing, I'm definitely gonna watch something that's most likely longer than 2 hours. Now, if somebody has this, would I try it? Definitely, but personally, nah. They're gonna have to drop a cheaper one. Now, if they drop a cheaper one, I'm okay. Make it 1,000. They can even under 1,000. Cool. But I could do the same thing with a $65 dongle that has multiple ports, and be able to watch movies and browse the web on a big screen. That's just what I'm just trying to get that part. And like, I can just imagine like the strength of, one, of being around your head, two, sitting there watching a movie and eating popcorn. Like, dude, I'm not gonna sit there and duck my head down to go for the popcorn, even if I can't see it. Why not just slip the headset up, pause it for a second, and grab some popcorn? Like, some of the stuff just isn't realistic in everyday life. Three, I'm not lugging this to the airport along with my other devices. Or not, I'm not looking to the airport with one, my backpack, or two, my luggage, even if it's condensed, to sit around my neck, because most likely I'm gonna either have my AirPods in my ears or have my Bose over ears, my NC700s. So this is not gonna be there. And yes, their manufacturers are probably gonna make cases for this to carry around, but then it's like you have a whole other thing to worry about, and then sitting on the plane, taking this out and using it, depending on what seat you have. And if I have an aisle seat, I mean, yeah, you have more space. If I have a window seat, not really space. Middle seat, not really that much space. First class, maybe, but if I'm doing a cheap economy flight, it's heck, I'm not. I'm not doing it. Don't get me wrong, the design is fire. For me, it's the straps, the headband, and the amount of time that you're wearing with that 2 hour use. That's got me. And then the point of where the dude is working at his desk with the virtual keyboard, and the person happens to know how wide, as if they can see how wide the windows are, and then drop something on the desk, and instead of, again, taking the headset off, he reaches for the thing, like, come on, my guy, like, I get it, but we gotta be practical. Yeah, it's not that serious, that's all I'm saying. Reliving moments. Again, I can do this with a dongle. I don't think that this device should take over things that you can do with your phone or your iPad. I feel immediate consumption, cool. Training, cool. But when it starts being something that you don't take off because you want to rewatch things about, you know, wife and kids, or you want to, you know, record the video. Nah, bro. I'm sorry. I'm just not seeing that. FaceTime, cool. Movies, cool. But I have a computer and I have an iPad. I don't need to put on a 2 hour headset that needs to be plugged in after that to be in spatial computing. I'm just personally good. Next, the Mac Studio and the Mac Pro. The Mac Studio, where they give it a new chip. The Mac Pro, where they give it a new chip. I'm kind of getting tired of new chips and new design change. Well, we gave it a new chip because we wanted to make sure all of the devices had our chips. Cool. But it looks the same. So you did the same thing. You gave us the same device with a newer chip. Still 4 Thunderbolt ports, still the Ethernet, the power, USB, HDMI, headphone jack. Yeah, gave it a new chip. If you're going to update the device, I'm gonna keep asking. At least have the decency to add something different design wise. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's that way with the phones. 12, 13, 14. What do you change? Oh, camera and battery life. What do you change between the 12 and 13? Camera and battery life. What do you change between the 13 to 14? Camera and battery life, and then you add always on display and dynamic island. And some colors. Okay, cool. That's great. To the next studio, I was impressed. Not one bit. And then what you do after that, you say, you know what? Let's do the Mac Pro. Okay, so we have the Mac Pro. What's different about the Mac Pro? What's different? Let's tell you. It's not only did we bump up the price, but there's so much space in this thing that all we did was give it a new chip. So no new color. No new design. A new chip. If it's not broke, why fix it? I'm not saying you gotta fix the thing. All I'm saying is there's so much space in this device that you could have done something with. Along with the fact that you're still selling wheels and handles. But you decided to stick with the same design. So I'm saying underwhelming. Let's make sure we have Apple chips, but let's be underwhelming. Let's have Apple chips. Let's increase our chips and our devices. Let's make sure we have more. But you know what? Same design. Was I fascinated to know? Not one bit. Let's see how much this thing is. So the Mac Pro can be 7 grand or 7,500. Okay. Let's look at the Mac Studio. For the Mac Studio, you can either go 2 grand or 4 grand. But nothing different besides a chip. Nothing different. No visual difference. Just a chip. I hope my dilemma is understandable. I really hope it is. Second to last, but not least, iOS 17. What are we adding? Well, let's freaking see. Alright. So, let me get off Stage Manager. What are we adding, you ask? I'll tell you. So, we give you a chance to share your contact information with either a Memoji or you and your name. We give you live voicemail. So if somebody's calling or FaceTiming you, you can send them a message while they're doing it. We changed your apps and how they look when you're sending messages. We've also let people know when you're getting home so that way they can make sure you're safe. Good decision. You can catch up to your messages. Now the other apps haven't had that. Search filters. You can search for the message you're looking for and narrow it down. Instead of it just coming up with every conversation that you've had that same word in. Positive. Share your location or request a friend's location from the plus button within the conversation. Cool. Read any audio message with words. Pretty cool. Stickers. Not cool at all. Recording a video of FaceTime. Okay, Google Meet. Okay. Reactions when you're sending a message or when you're on FaceTime. Okay. Face someone on Apple TV. Oh, but you have to have your phone start the call and use that as the camera so you can do the Alright. Standby. So why is your watch even near you? Because now your phone can do what your watch can do. Live activities in full screen. Siri at a glance. Interactive widgets. So when you're using reminders or home or in music, you can interact with it without having to open the app and AirDrop. When you walk away, one, it will still be sharing the contact bolster, which is that thing where you share your name and your address. Your name and your phone number. My apologies. And your job works over the internet, so you don't have to worry about it not coming through. And you can start a shared PlayStation with somebody else without waiting for a FaceTime call. And then there's Journal. So you can write and remember. Oh my gosh. The keyboard. It allows you to spell F-U-C-K without it being D-U-C-K. Safari and passwords. You can browse for your topics. The stuff I asked for is just not enough. What I asked for? Well, split screen could give us that. So I was at split screen. What else would I have taken? I'll do the split screen. I'll do the check-in. I'll do the catch-up. I'll do the search filters. View locations. Read audio message. Standby. No. Why am I using full screen? I don't know. We'll see how those work. Interactive widgets for the ones that work. Yep. AirDrop. Yep. SharePlay, maybe. Journal, maybe. Keyword, okay. So our passwords, okay. And then AirPods, that integration, cool. Awesome. Maps, being able to see charging stations. Just saying Siri. I get it, but dude, where is the split screen? That's the biggest feature I wanted. No split screen. And the biggest feature in the iPad is having one just on the lock screen. Widgets on the lock screen. That's one of the biggest features. Widgets on the lock screen. I wasn't really concerned about it before. But, I mean, the live activities part, I enjoy, but I was concerned about the widgets on the lock screen. I'm just be upfront. It didn't really trip me out until they talked about it, and then I tried it. It was alright, but you get over it pretty soon. And again, I know that these were on the back burner due to the fact that Apple Vision Pro was the goal. But I don't know, I'm just not it's not something that's enticing to me. So WWDC this year was underwhelming, I would say. Hopefully September, when whatever phone comes out, you know, some new stuff is announced, and then the WWDC next year is a lot better. But this year, it wasn't for me, straight up.